Blog Talk Radio. depending on you. I wanna dance, I gotta do it on my own. You're what I need and it needs to be right by your side, cause I cannot hide, Lord, I know that I need you. Na 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 na. When I'm falling down and I'm crying out to you inside of my heart, I need you, Lord, oh, so with the bottle, want to do well, my life, Jesus. Take my ass from landing on you, I want to dance, I can't, I'll do it on my own. You're what I need and it needs to be right by your side, cause I cannot hide, Lord, I know that I need you. Na, 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 na. No.
of the grace you have been shown. Allow your Father to fill you with his heart for others, and ask the Holy Spirit to transform you into a minister of his divine grace today. Allow God to fill you with a fresh revelation of his limited grace. Meditate on Scripture, and allow it to fill your heart with thanksgiving and how compassionate your Heavenly Father is. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Titus chapter 3, verse 7, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And then John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So ask your Heavenly Father to fill you with his heart for others. Ask him to whom he wants to offer grace through you today. Ask him how you can reveal his love and compassionate heart to the lost around you. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Ask the Holy Spirit to transform you into a minister of his divine grace. Ask him to give you the courage and perspective of love to forgive and show grace to the undeserving. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and then God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. The Father, in the parable of the prodigal son, didn't hesitate to show his rebellious child grace. He ran out to meet him at his point of greatest need and restored to the life for which he had been born. So don't hesitate to show grace today. Don't wait to be used by your Heavenly Father. Run out to meet those who are at their lowest points. Affirm and encourage those who have given up on themselves. Love and restore those who feel shame and helplessness. May your Heavenly Father use you in a powerful ways to reveal his loving grace to a world in desperate need of unmerited mercy. And I highly suggest that you read Matthew chapter 18 and bring this devotional more to life. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing that I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he had died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am so grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So once again, thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley. And once again, thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God, and we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call out to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and you will come on live. And let us all know that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. And I'm now going to bring on Pastor Leroy so he can talk with us tonight. Amen. Hey, Pastor Leroy.
Hey, Pastor Ken. And you know what? You know, I listen to you all the time, man. And first off, you know I love your opening music. And second off, you are just a phenomenal speaker, man. And listening to you at your best tonight. makes me feel good. And, you know, I love you, brother.
Well, thank you. I love you, too. I love you, too. So, Pastor, we got a guest tonight. We've got Pastor Wanda in the house, area code 404. Let me bring her on. Pastor Wanda, is that you?
That's me, brother. Where have you been? Praise the Lord.
I've been around. I've been doing my show.
I know. Huh?
I've been doing my show. Not as frequently as I used to.
You said what, brother?
I said I've been doing my shows, but not as frequently as I used to. Okay,
I've been calling to get back on the show with you.
I'm glad you're here tonight, Pastor Wanda.
I'm here tonight. Whenever the night you want me to be on, I am free to be on any time in Jesus' name.
Now that you're back, we've been talking again. Okay? We'll have more shows. We got Pastor Leroy tonight.
We got to get the word out. We have to get the word out.
Yes, we do.
I'm so excited. I'm so blessed to hear your voice. I've been looking all on the Facebook everywhere. Tried to get on, called the Blog Talk number, and so having Brother Alex reach back and got in touch with me. Yeah.
Oh, well, Brother Alex happens to be me.
Oh, hallelujah!
my old Facebook account. Okay, that had the cartoon face. For some reason, I got blocked out of my account. I can never get back into it.
The same with me, brother. Something it was going on, and Satan is a liar. I had all my numbers and had you in there. All of a sudden, I couldn't find nobody. Okay? And I've been looking.
I had to start a whole new account underneath the fictitious name. Okay? Because it wouldn't let me. Yes. It wouldn't let me go under Kenneth Fishman.
I couldn't find you nowhere, but the Lord, I sat there, and let me tell you how good God is and how faithful. To all the readers, all the listeners, I got up at 4 o'clock, and I said, Lord, I need you to step in, because I'm trying, so I need you to step in. Do you know that night, I don't know if it was a Thursday, last Thursday, I had been out serving God, feeding the homeless, and talking and praying for other people. Then all of a sudden, the new thing came up. I said, "Wait a minute, Lord!" And I had to bow before Him as always and said, "Thank you." He did it because I couldn't find you. I couldn't find you nowhere. And all of a sudden, it came on my page at 4 o'clock that morning. Faithful God.
Wow. That's a blessing. Well, I'm glad we're back in contact with each other. Okay.
I know. We're gonna stay in contact because I'm making sure I'm texting you my number, and I need you to set me up whenever you're having the shows. I will be there because I'm at home, got new phones, everything God provided. He's faithful. And
are you still living in the same place?
I'm still in the same place. God's still letting me help people. I'm still downtown Atlanta. We just got finished. God allowed me to do the same thing, prayed about it, sent a lot of things out to Turkey, sent things to Africa, different places. But they called me, and God, He said, I'm your provider, and you are my distributor. And how about it's been going like that? Everything's been going according to God's will, not mine. So I'm still doing the same thing. He added more things to the assignment. But whatever he had me to do, like I say, I got to get back on the radio. He kept placing it on my heart to get back on the radio. Keep speaking the word of God.
Well, you're definitely back on the radio, and Again, now you got my number. You got my home phone number, and you got my.
Did you send it to me? Yeah, I sent it to you.
My home phone number. It's the first phone number I sent.
I just see the you say call at 8 o'clock, and it's just coming up because it's raining bad down here. It's cold. I see it. You got to send it to me. Oh, I see it. It just came through.
Okay.
Yes, and I would like to get back on Women of God, Daughters of Kings whenever we can get set up. I have so much to speak about now. You know, God have this. I'm just stagnated. I'm so honored to be able to speak with you again, my brother.
I am definitely blessed now that you're back in the house.
I was still doing the same thing, but I just we got lost out of contact. But I know we have victory. God said, this is what God gave me the other day.
Well, you know, God put us together for a reason there, Pastor Juana. Okay?
You've been my brother since the day you talking. Yes, brother.
Yeah, so we got to get the show back in order. God put us back together.
Get back
again.
In order.
Yeah.
That's right. It was power in numbers. Yes. Yeah. Every time when you're on there, I'd be on there interceding on your behalf. And I've been praying for. I said, God, you know the season. You know what's going on. And next thing I know, 4 o'clock that morning, he placed it and I saw it. I said, here he is, God. I said, thank you, because I couldn't find you. And I know it's all predestined by God.
You probably don't know this, Pastor Wanda, but I had gotten cancer, and I had to go have surgery. I got bladder cancer. And I had surgery done on the cancer in my bladder, and I was put on chemotherapy for a couple times, and but I am doing better now.
You heal by strength. You just
cancer.
Keep on speaking the word of God. See, because if you look at it, the enemy came at Job at the body. But see, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise bring condemning. Isaiah 54:17. You're healed by a stripe, Isaiah 53:5. Jeremiah 17:14, heal him, O God. He's healed, saving him, and he's saved. Psalm 103. He heals all disease and not to get none of his benefits. And we will tell the wonderful work of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna tell you.
We went through a cancer scare and like I said, I had surgery. I had it removed. Since then, I've also been. I've still got diabetes and COPD and all that other stuff.
We still keep praying. Cause see, listen, what didn't happen to me? You want to hear what didn't happen to me?
Yeah.
So God been had me praying for people with cancer. Okay. All right. I done had both of my cartilage out of my knees, fell and knocked my hip bone to my pelvis bone. And it's all, well, he had me out. I was out ministering on all these occasions, you understand? And I know something was trying to stop me. So now I'm just being still. So my legs, God, I stayed on my legs. Man, I'm walking now. I was walking then, but it took me a minute. I had to go get the gel. I had to get the shots first. See how that did. And then now they put the jail in there, and I still praise God because the addresses that God kept sending me, it was in Psalm 18. Okay, this is, look, all the doctor was 1801, and you know what it says in Psalm 18, don't it? I love you, Lord, to my rock, my fortress, my stronghold of my life. All the doctor appointment was 1801. I said, is this where I need to go? And then I had 1:22:55, and so I'm looking at the numbers. I said, okay, God, is this where I need to be? And I'm doing fine now. So now I got to go just get treatment for my hip. One of my granddaughters was diagnosed with cancer, 21. So God been had me praying for the cancer, the one with AIDS, the land, It's a lot that's going on in the land, but it's more of us than them. And I believe in every word of God. He says, stand on my word. Don't look at a situation. Keep looking to the author and to finish your faith. I'm so glad to talk to you, bro.
Well, good having you back, Pastor Walter. I really
miss you. Iron sharp as iron. Okay? Because we have our sword, which is the word of God. And our God will never fail. He said, I have never failed. And he's been giving me so much word. And I don't know if you've seen whenever you got on Facebook of the word that God been had me sent out. And it's been something. So what day you want, what day we're going to set this up for Women of God, Daughters of a King?
Well, what day would be good for you?
I'm not doing anything on Wednesday. Remember we did it on Wednesday, the hump
day. Yeah, we can do that again on Wednesday. We can do it again
on Wednesday.
You want to do it at this time of night, or you want to go earlier?
We, let's do it a little early.
It's 9 o'clock this time right now, right?
Yes. Let's say that, okay, do it. Okay, we can do it by I'm not going to be doing anything. If I come from the doctors, I go to doctors on Wednesdays, and when I come home, I don't do anything. I stay at home. On that day,
okay.
I'm not busy at all. I be still
okay,
and know that
you
he's God. Let's do it at 8
o'clock. 8 o'clock my time, 9 o'clock
here. Let's try to do it at 7. 7 means completion. 8 means new beginning.
You
want to
go
let's
at 7 your
at
time?
7. Listen,
seven
of my times. Let's see how it goes. Let's pray on it, and let's pray on it. So we said, I'm gonna pray on it
okay.
And see if 7 or 8, whatever God says. And I'm gonna let you know, brother. Let's do it this time, because I always want to ask God before I say something. If I say something, something will come up.
That's the way it always goes.
I want him to do it.
Pastor Leroy, say hello to Pastor Wanda.
You know, I'm dumbfounded, I got to tell you. I love Pastor Wanda.
Hey, Donna, how are you doing, brother? Hi.
Yeah, Pastor Wanda, you are my sister from another
are you
mother.
My brother?
And
hallelujah, I
love
the Lord. It's
Pastor
so
sweet. Wow, we got two. We got two black pastors here on the Pastor Ken show.
All for the glory of God.
I love her. I think she's great. She gives a lot of good insight. And keep it up, Pastor Wanda. Man, if you show up on every show, I will not miss a show.
I'm coming. God, he says time. Because he had me dealing with helping everybody else. It's time for me to sit down and impart the word, encourage when a lot of ladies, as well as men, we don't discriminate, we speak out all, and encourage his people. Because times are hard, and if you're strong in your faith, you have to upbuild the ones that are weak in faith. You understand? And to encourage them, to empower them with the dunamis, that dynamite power, that's what we come in, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and my brothers. And we will not fail. It will be accomplished this year. This is a new year. Hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Wanda.
Hallelujah.
I love you, sister.
I love you, sister. I love both of y'all. And I thank y'all. Thank God for letting me get back in touch with you. And how was the show tonight? I came in because I just picked my phone up, and then I seen it because I've been being still today because they wanted me to do something to sign up, and like I told everybody, God have already trained me. I ain't saying I know everything, but God have trained me to do this. They called me for assignment, but that ain't the assignment God wants me to be on. It's not about running to work on these shows and stuff like that, like I told them. I work for God, and that's what I'm going to stay on. And they had an assignment. They asked me would I come, but I did not even put my name in. And then when I didn't go, then I get to talk to my brother. Finally, something me. Something me. I'm on the radio. I said, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's good to have you back. Yes, it really is. We got another brother out there, DC2, and he's in the chat room right now. I would like DC2 to call in and say hello to you, Pastor Lana. DC2, if you're here right now, call in to the radio program and say hello to Pastor Lana. She's back again. Amen.
I'm staying in back this time. So, brother, I need you to send me the schedule for every night. Whenever you're on the station, I will be, because God have a different assignment now. He didn't raise me up to do something different. I still feed the homeless, but he's given me multitudes of people to feed. They come from the north, the west, and east, and south. So they pick it up, and then they distribute it. I make sure it goes to different people, the north, the west, the east, and south. And I stay at home, so I don't have to get out there and try to find rides and stuff like that. That's how God doing it. So I be at home free. I'm at home free. But I still do the word of God. I still do kingdom business. Minister still over the phone. Talk to many people, next generation, the ones that go to the hospital. Still doing what God called me, brother. I have not stopped.
Okay.
It's more intense now.
I bet. It is. Okay, you've been doing this
problem
for quite some time now. Okay, and I would think it only gets more intense as you go on.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop. I keep on striving, keep on looking to God, and he keeps saying go. If they say go, it's not saying go when man. I'm going when God tell me. I don't move till you tell me, like I tell a lot of people now. But I want you to come here. I say, God ain't told me to do that. I'm not on your assignment. See, that's the world, what they're doing. I'm not in the world, okay? That's what my father told me, okay? So we pray for the world. I'm praying for many to come to know and have the knowledge of Jesus Christ and to open their words, to read the word, study to know how he loves you, how he created you, formed you, how you have everything in the word of God you need for sickness, if you're going through a trial, this, whatever you need, it's all in the word of God. It don't change. His word will not, it won't fail you. I'm just so sad, baby, to hear my brothers. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh,
yes.
To be able to see.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've been, he can hand me a little silence. Yes, brother.
That's great. I'm glad you haven't lost your stride and doing God's work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You've been blessed by God, okay, to do it, and you're just carrying out His will. I know.
I've just been still serving, brother. A little tired and weary, but I keep on crying out to him. Said, Lord, I can't do this by myself. And he gave me that, I pulled from Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And he keep empowering me. As long as he give me breath, I will serve him, no matter how or what comes my way. I know who he is. I know too much about him. And he going to take care of his children.
Yes, he will. Oh,
so
well. Okay, let's get into the prophetic word for tonight.
Amen.
The Bible says,
amen.
Be of good courage. The breakthrough you are waiting for is in the end result of the assignment. I have opened the door to in your behalf, even now. When the pressure is intense and you want to turn back, remember this. On the other side of obedience, there is always a reward. So step into the calling I have summoned you to and experience my choosing. When faithfulness and fidelity are at your first and last action in my kingdom, you will then break chaos and resistance against you, break into a place where all you say and do is effective if I said it or did it. That is outworking. Practical reality of what it means to walk in righteousness, the entitlement that is the base state of every child of my kingdom. I have heard you in time appointed. You're not being ignored. You need not have to overcome my reluctance to move in your life because I have none. The prayers are heard on high, and the answer is on its way to you. War in your prayers and militate in your petitions. The angels are assigned, and the task is fulfillment. Cooperate with the pull of my spirit and the willing to go wherever fear held you back in times past. I will be with you in every step of the way. This is what walking in my kingdom is all about. This is the turbulence associated with coming of the way things have been and into the place of entitlement, privilege, and favor that is your portion in me, O my beloved. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. So, what did you all think about that prophetic word of today, Pastor Leroy, Pastor Wanda?
It's just awesome to have a rhema word from God. That's a rhema. And it needs to be heard and to be out for others to understand. God is who he says he is. Hallelujah. And he using Pastor Ken with that awesome word. And I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. So, Pastor Leroy, you ain't saying nothing there. What you doing?
Well, I'm kind of, I'm fine, man. I'm just hanging on the side. You know what? When you do your preaching, Pastor Ken, I put myself on hold. I put myself on mute. I'm sorry. Because I don't want to interrupt your preaching and your show. Let me say this, man. The only thing I got going on my mind tonight, besides a couple of beers and a little bit of smoke here, because we have a legal smoke here in New York and New Jersey. Let me say this, man. Thank you, Pastor Ken, for being on here. And I don't want to go off on the Philadelphia Eagles tonight because I think you've heard enough of that over the past couple weeks. So I'm not going to do that. But tomorrow is the Super Bowl here in the United States, and it's going to be a great day. And that's all I'm going to say.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, it's going to be a great day. So, well, I think our house is divided. Okay, we got two for Kansas City and one for the Eagles.
Well, I figured that. You know what? Like I said, I said on Pastor Ken's show earlier tonight that I saw a map of the United States. And what part of the United States was rooting for the Eagles and what part of the United States was rooting for the Chiefs. And actually, to be honest with you, there was more of the United States rooting for the Chiefs by like 5%. I think it was 55 to 45. Most of the East Coast is rooting for the Eagles, including the I think Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota. There was a lot of northern states that were rooting for the Eagles, but it is what it is, man. It's going to be a great game tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of really cool commercials. I saw one today for a show that I used to watch like 10 years ago called Breaking Bad, and there's going to be a really awesome, cool commercial tomorrow that's going to reunite Bryan Cranston and his buddy for Jesse. What's his name? Jesse Pinkman? What's his name? That's not his real name. What's his real name? Jesse Pinkston. She doesn't know his real name. I don't remember it either, but they're going to reunite for a commercial tomorrow during the Super Bowl. And not only do I want to watch the commercials, the game is going to be phenomenal, and I hope you all love it. And that's what I'm going to say about that. I think most people are bored with hearing about me talking about the Eagles tomorrow. But here we go. And Pastor I can respect that you want to root for the Chiefs, and I can respect that anybody wants to root for the Chiefs, because you know what? The Chiefs are the underdogs, and you always want to root for them. There you go. And who knows? I may be wrong. The Chiefs, I can't believe I'm even saying this, man, but the Chiefs may win the Super Bowl. That's it. I'm getting sick to my stomach, man.
It's all up to God. It's all up to God right now. Okay?
The best team wins. We're going
to see tomorrow. Yeah. All right, we got a caller here from 111. I'm going to bring them on and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, this is an anonymous caller.
Okay.
The reason for my call this evening, some of your fans feel like, maybe you're, not abused at home, but maybe sometimes unhappy. So I'm here to present to you the GRM Dating Show. We're going to send Pastor Ken on three different dates, date one, two, and three. I will describe them, and we will have the chat room vote for which man that they want Ken to go on a date with. First of all, date number one, his name is Orlando. He's 46 years old. He's a black man, 6'2". He says to stereotype a gay man as promiscuous is extremely offensive, and the thousands of men he slept with would agree.
That's enough of that. Okay, we're not playing this game. Okay, this is craziness. I don't know what's going on, but we're not playing no match dating game here. Anyway.
This is a...
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. I don't know what that was all about.
We don't do foolishness.
Well.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything's been going great, isn't it, Ken? God's word is so awesome. It's that you can't hold it in or can't conceal. We have to give thanks in all things. In First Thessalonians, because we win. That's all I can say, because God just said it in 1 Corinthians 15:56-57. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who give us victory. Victory is already won. We just have to be still and know that he's God. And he knows everything that's going on. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He know everything that's going on, but you don't have to worry, Ken. He has you. Thus saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen. All right. Well, let's see. I was hoping we could get DC2 on the air here, but evidently he's, I guess, not around. Because he was on the show quite a bit, Pastor Wanda, when you were calling in way back when, and I thought maybe we could bring him back on and reunite, okay? But he's evidently not listening. Anyway, I'm gonna end the show for tonight, okay? I want to thank God bless everybody for coming on. Pastor Wanda, would you like to give us a closing prayer?
Yes. All right, let's go to the grace of throne. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just glorify and magnify you because you're such an awesome God. And Father, we thank you for the rhema word of Pastor Ken. And Father God, thank you for every listener, Father God. And Father God, as we leave tonight, as we go and sleep in slumber, I ask for the angels being camped around as the people are out right now. I ask for you to heal, deliver, and restore restoration. Bless the homeless. Bless the people in Turkey. Bless the ones that's going through anything, Father God. And Father God, you say, call upon you. You're faithful and just God. And Father God, keep giving Pastor Ken the rhema word as well as my other brother. What's his name, brother? Pastor?
Sure, Leroy.
Pastor Leroy, Father God, keep empowering them and keep that dunamis power in them, Father God. And Father God, you said to always look to the hill where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I cover your people right now with the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. I cover this ministry. I cover this radio station with the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. So, Father God, we love you. We thank you. We thank God for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All righty. Well, okay, we're gonna put the Super Bowl in the Lord's hands, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. May the best team win.
Amen.
All right. Amen. All right. Well, have a blessed night, everybody. Thanks for being in the chat room, Mike Hunt, Ashley, Bremshaw, Farrar, Pager, okay, DC2 was in there, but he left. Thank you for being on the show. I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama, okay, Roll Tide,
yeah.
And we'll talk to you all in the next couple of days, and me and Pastor Wonder will be in contact with each other, okay, and we'll fill you in as to what time and on what day, okay, she will do her show once again. It'll be Woman of God, Daughters of a King. So, we'll have that going back again. All righty. Well, God bless you all. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you, brother. God bless everyone. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.